I recently learned that a lady negatively commented on the video about my life in incarceration that Nas just produced and posted on Facebook under the title Sentence at 17, Dante Mitchell Story. She thought that I wasn't being sincere nor remorseful because I characterized my crimes as petty when she said they were serious. And she criticized my articulation, insinuating that my being able to speak well means I'm being slick. First, to think that I'm not remorseful for my crimes is absurd. When I call them petty, I'm talking about the pettiness in my actions, the smallness of my thinking at that time. I could have hurt somebody. Thank God I did not. I could have gotten myself hurt. And all for what? A few hours? And the two attempted robberies, I didn't even get any money. It takes a petty mind to do something so dangerous for nothing. I think, man, in your own biasness, you totally missed my point. I was admitting to being a young fool who had reckless disregard for the safety of others and myself, only to steal money I could have earned myself. So, of course, I am remorseful. I threw away my entire youth for nothing. But the question now becomes, have I not paid enough for what I did? Or do you think I should just die in prison? I was a child when I did what I did. There are other mitigating factors never even considered. People like you want me to accept full responsibility for my actions, and I do. But you turn a blind eye to the role society plays in creating the conditions for crime. You disregard social injustice, institutional racism, and economic inequality. Is there any surprise that the majority of those of us who are incarcerated are Black, Hispanic, or poor? Does mentioning this truth somehow suggest I'm not sincere in my remorse? Man, I'm more remorseful than you'll ever know. And it is why I not only accept responsibility for my actions, but also fight for social justice in a better world. I am sorry. I will acquiesce to the idea in your mind that I should walk around here beating myself down for something I did 23 years ago and negate all the good I have done since then that shows I deserve dignity and freedom. As far as me being articulate, suggesting to you that I am being slick or manipulative, it really shows you're likely a racist or a bigot. If a Black man gets angry, he has to be dangerous. If he's a terrorist, he has to be a threat. And if he speaks too well, he has to be a con artist. Well, those are my problems. They're yours. I'm just human. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as the Fireman Sekibu, reporting to you from Great Metal Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @FreeDanteMitchell. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.